Listener Production.
Good morning with your latest local news. I'm Courtney Thomas. The federal member for Capricornia has labelled the state government's Pioneer Burdekin Pumped Hydro project a short-sighted energy plan. It's as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has thrown his support behind the Queensland government's Jobs and Energies plan, which includes the controversial project. Michelle Landry says the estimated cost has already blown out by $6 billion in 2 years and is questioning just how costly the project will be. Premier Stephen Miles faced questions at the Yungala community meeting last week, where locals demanded answers on the impact of the region's platypus population and the need for the resumption of about 50 homes. An issue concerning the future of Queensland's most precious natural water supply has been heard in the federal court. Industry stakeholders and MPs are challenging a proposal from mining giant Glencore to pump carbon waste in the Great Artesian Basin. National Farmers Federation CEO Tony Ma says, "We can't gamble with one of our biggest assets.
It risks destroying one of the greatest water resources this country has got that spans four states, that allows farmers to farm, communities to live in."
And there are renewed calls for Central Queensland GPs to be compensated for their time and work in providing extensive cardiological diagnosis for high-risk patients. The Rural Doctors Association of Australia say the removal of access to ECG billing items under the Medicare benefit scheme in 2020 means the health system no longer recognises the work performed by GPs. CEO Peter Rutherford says without doctors stepping up, rural patients wouldn't have access to ECG tests.
Rural GPs are often providing a broader scope of service, maybe compared to what metropolitan GPs are providing. And they work often alongside visiting consultants like cardiologists in these communities.
Briefly updating local sport, the Central Queensland Capras head to Bishop Park in Brisbane to clash North Devils tomorrow for round 5 of the Queensland Cup.